Is your computer slowing down?
Yep, I guess I need a new one.
Wait before you waste your money on a new computer. Go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that could be putting your privacy at risk. Unwanted pop-ups, errors, or spam not only slow your computer down, they may allow third parties to track your activities. Go to MyCleanPC.com for a free computer diagnostic. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
30-0, it's Nettleton with the lead as we get ready to move to the second half. Raiders will have the basketball. They'll have the football to start the second half.
No more halftime refreshments for you.
Oh, yeah, the Bombers won the toss to start the game and elected to receive, so they'll be kicking off here to start this second half.
Now, I got the bottom at the halftime. I investigated the miscue by the chain gang.
Yes.
Finally, Buddy Boldenhammer took the blame.
Oh, they made him.
All of them disavowed. They tried to blame it on their referees.
I was watching the referees.
Yeah.
He was keeping the clock on. Yeah. He was not telling them to move. 12 minutes on the clock as we're ready to start this third quarter. Kane and Isom back deep, ready to return the kick. And it's an onside kick. And, oh, it just takes a high bounce and goes out of bounds. Mountain Home had a chance at it there, but it bounces over the head of Colton Peters, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Nettleton ball.
Well, Colton's right where he needed to be and doing what he needed to do, but that football, about every third bounce, it takes a high one. And it already taken one high, and it took another one, just skipped right off. Kind of like a bad hop at shortstop.
That was tough.
Well,
like you may have slipped a little
a bad
too on the wet turf.
Yeah, turf's in good shape.
You said that early on, didn't you, with our turf report. So the ball will be spotted at the 49 of Mountain Home. That is where the Raiders will start with their first possession of the second half. Kane in motion to the top side of the field. Carter will give it straight ahead to Young. He's going to bounce it to the outside. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30. Stiff arms of the defender, knocks him down on his feet inside the 20, down to about the 13-yard line. A big run for Nathan Young. He's going to pick up about 36 yards on first down.
Boy, and they a little motion that time, changed the strength, came back to the weak side, and you know, it's done to go inside, and he bounced it out, and we didn't do a very good job tackling in the secondary. Of course, he's a big, strong runner and didn't give us much to tackle.
Well, that was an impressive stiff arm to knock that defender out of the way. First down for the Raiders at the Mountain Home 13-yard line. I'll give it this time to Phillips, who has caught a couple of touchdown passes. He's in the backfield this time. He's going to pick up 5 on first down to the 8.
Well, just a another good athlete in the backfield right there, made that lateral skip right there and found an opening.
11:15 left to go. Third quarter. Second down and 5. Motion to the top side of the field. Carter will give it. This is Young. Tiptoeing through the defense. He's to the second level. He's down at the 1 yard line. And it's going to be first and goal coming up here for Nettleton.
Boy, he just a little motion that time and didn't affect the play. Just give it to the fullback. That's just, boy, you got to be tougher at the point of attack. I know they're big guys down there, but you got to stay low. And
first and goal here for the Raiders. That's Young, who's in the game. He's going to keep it straight ahead. He's in. Touchdown, Nettleton. And that's going to invoke the mercy rule here. The rest of this one's going to go pretty quick. Nathan Young with his second touchdown run of the night. This one from 1 yard out with 10:42 left in this third quarter. Golden in for the extra point attempt now for the Raiders. The snap is bobbled, and the quarterback, Carter, was holding it, and he finally got his hands on it, and he didn't know what to do with it.
He just kind of threw it towards the defenders coming to him.
So the extra point is no good. We'll break with 10:42 left in the third. 36-0, Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
10:42 left in the third quarter. Nettleton leads it by 36. That means the mercy rule is in effect. So that means the clock will not stop except after a touchdown or for a timeout. Here's the kickoff. This one's going to get into the end zone by Golden for the touchback. Boy, a lot of games around the state being canceled tonight because of the weather. Apparently, a lot of folks having more lightning than we're having. We haven't had any here, luckily, Bob.
No, Sonny said we're talking about power outages in northwest Arkansas, yeah. Springdale, and some of those places right there having lots of trouble getting power back on. And I saw where there were some games in southern Arkansas that have been canceled tonight.
Warren and Stuttgart, they've been canceled. I just saw that one come in. So, Bombers had the ball at the 20-yard line. Bob, this Nettleton program, Steve Hampton's done a really good job there. He's in his sixth year, and they're playing well. But I think a lot of the credit for this Nettleton football program actually goes back to you, doesn't
That's
it?
That's right. I went to Nettleton in the seventh grade. I was the impetus behind this football program. We weren't very good back then. But
here's a toss, and the toss intended for Hershberger, and it's an errant toss, and he's able to fall on it back at the 14-yard line, a loss of six.
No, the Nettleton program, you know, it's suffered in mediocrity for many, many years. Chester Key back in the 70s was one of the first coaches that actually turned the program around. And then when the growth of Jonesboro and the student population in Nettleton increasing like it did, and, you know, when you have a whole lot more kids to pick from,
right,
you tend to get better. And
second down and 16 here for the Bombers. Tabor wants to pass, looking left side, intended for Colton Peters, and it's well underthrown and incomplete. It's going to bring up third and long. The rain is, there's still a mist or a drizzle falling right now.
It looks like Nettleton's got some different people in there on defense. The defensive front is not near the same.
Thirty-six-0. Our score as Nettleton leads it with 9:13 left here in this third quarter. I would think, especially with the playing conditions, the starters would probably be done on both sides of the ball for Nettleton now.
They've got a number 15 there, Cornell Smith, listed 5'11". If he's 5'11", I'm 6'11".
Here's a pass down the middle. This is up for grabs and incomplete. And that young man for Nettleton thought he was going to have an interception.
Well,
that
he
was
did.
Jerry and Green, and his other defender came in and knocked the ball away and cost him a pick.
It did.
So the incomplete pass will put Mountain Home in punting formation. Dylan Pausch into punt again for Mountain Home. He's had some good ones tonight, a couple of 49-yarders.
Boy, he does. He's got that kick and roll technique down to an art.
Good snap back, and he gets the kick away. A low line drive kick, but there's the roll you're talking about. Unfortunately, it's going to go out of bounds at about the 49-yard line.
You know, and the ball being wet, you know, he normally does a much better job of getting the air under it. It just, that one was kind of low. You want to see him get him up over the line of scrimmage, but but that was a good punt for the conditions.
36-yard punt goes out of bounds at the 50, and that is where the Raiders will take over. And yeah, it looks like some few new numbers out there. Looks like Phillips, who's caught a couple of touchdown passes. He's going to be the running back. It's going to be Kayvon Smith, who's in the quarterback now. Hands it off to Phillips. Starts right, cuts it back to the left. Breaks a tackle, breaks a second one. Finally, he's going to be wrapped up and knocked backwards. And again, on the tackle that time, it's Jose Alonso. We've called his name about three times tonight, Bob.
You know, for someone who just got eligible this weekend out there, he's done an outstanding job and not playing the easiest position out there.
A 2-yard gain takes the ball to the 48 here for the Raiders with 6:50 left in this third quarter. I was talking to Coach Hampton this morning, Bob, and I knew he was at Rogers before he came over to Nettleton, and I always try to get the coaching backgrounds, and I said, where all did you coach before Nettleton? He said, do you need a list of everywhere? I said, no, it's okay. Apparently it was going to take a while. He's a good guy, though. He's done a good job with this Nettleton program. Got him to the semifinals last year.
He has, you know, and part of that is getting the athletes out to play. You know, a lot of coaches can go into a place and not really affect the program, but if you go into a place like Nettleton and get the athletes out to play, you've done a real good job, kind of like Marion getting the basketball players out
right
2 or 3 years ago.
Third down here for the Raiders. They've got trips and a bunch to the right side, tight. Third and about three. The ball given to Phillips. He's going to bounce it to the outside, and that second effort, the ball came loose. They'd already, I think, stopped play for the stop of his forward progress.
They've already stopped. It's going to be short of a first down.
Yep.
But Phillips,
about a half yard short.
Phillips is wanting to get to the outside pretty quick. He's not going to run it between the tackles real hard. He's going to try to bounce it.
He's 5'5", 175. .519 left in the third quarter. Nettleton up 36-0. Fourth and about half a yard. Raiders will go for it. Smith, the quarterback, low snap. He'll pick it up. And he fumbles the football. He just about had a first down. And the Bombers have recovered the football. There to bounce on a Ford Mountain home is Gage Hershberger coming up with the fumble.
Boy, he did. Fumbled the snap, did a good job of getting up and getting past the line of scrimmage. Didn't take care of the football and got it knocked loose. And big turnover for Mountain Home right there.
Second turnover of the night by Nettleton. So the Bombers will get it back with 4:34 left in the third quarter. Rain is started back up again. Just been a light rain when it has rained here at Bomber Stadium tonight. Not been anything heavy. Here is Junior Williams running straight ahead and moving the pile. A pile of jerseys being moved for about an 11-yard pickup down to the 49 of Nettleton. Great run by Junior.
Well, good job, Mountain Home, taking advantage of Nettleton that time. They were a little disoriented. New players in the ball game. Didn't get lined up correctly. Looked like they had too many men on the line of scrimmage. Not enough linebackers out there, but a good job of Junior of staying square and getting those shoulders low and running the football.
First down at the Nettleton 49-yard line. Ball's given to Junior again. Bounces off the first tackler. Bounces to the outside. Has some blockers. He's going to have another first down run. Takes it down to the 38 of Nettleton. A pickup of 11.
Let's go. Again, Junior doing a good job bouncing to the side. You know, Junior doesn't turn sideways when he bounces. He keeps those shoulders pointed downfield and got good lateral movement and able to move that laterally and still move up or down the football field.
3:07 left in the third. Nettleton leading 36-0. First down, Mountain Home at the Raiders 38. quick hitter, this time for Hershberger, and he's going to bounce off the first tackler and take it ahead to the 35. He'll pick up three on first down. Clock running at 2:40 left in the third quarter. Aldridge back into the ball game for Mountain Home. Hershberger will get a breather. Second and about seven here for Mountain Home. It's Aldridge, first man through on the left side, and he's going to have a first down run to about the 27-yard line.
He's going to pop it up in there pretty good and get a first down run out of that.
They're going to put the ball down at the 27 after an 8-yard gain. Bombers with three first downs on this drive. .149 left, third quarter action. 36 zip, it's Nettleton with the lead. Ball is given to Junior straight ahead and played a little better by the front of that defensive line that time for the Raiders. It's going to pick up of about 2.5 or so on the play.
Well, did a much better job of tackling Junior that time. Got a little bit lower on him, able to trip him up.
Brings up second down at about 7 from the 24. And this is Junior once again, right up the gut. And he's going to take it about the 21-yard line, a pickup of 3. Down to 54 seconds left in this third quarter. Third down and just under 5 here for Mountain Home. Ball given to Junior Williams, and Junior is going to take it inside
close.
The 20. He's close at the near the 22-yard line. Looks like maybe about a yard short at the 18. Fourth and one coming up. That's probably going to be the final play of the third quarter. Let's Mount Home hurries and gets to the line. There's 12 seconds left on the game clock. They'll break the huddle with 8 seconds. We'll see if they get this play off here. Fourth and a yard for Mountain Home. They get the play, the handoff straight ahead to Junior, and he's going to have a first down, it looks like, at the 21-yard line. We have reached the end of the third quarter. It's Nettleton 36, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.